Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito begin January 9th, but commentator Betty Bae says she still can't get former nominee Harriet Myers off her mind.
I realize that Harriet Myers is old news now, that in a few weeks it may well be forgotten that she ever was President Bush's nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Still, I didn't want this moment to pass and not say that it wasn't nasty Democrats that prompted Harriet Myers to abort her nomination in its first trimester. It was pious Christian conservatives who borked Harriet Myers. And chief among her borkers was the man for whom the term borking was coined, Robert Bork. In 1987, President Reagan nominated Bork for the Supreme Court, but the nomination went down in flames due to fierce Democratic opposition to Bork's extremely conservative views. That battle was so fierce that ever since, when a judicial nominee is trashed, it's referred to as them being borked. And to be sure, Bork and his supporters have never stopped whining about his ill treatment. Yet after all Bork's suffering, 18 years later, we find him borking Harriet Myers in the Wall Street Journal, trashing Harriet Myers as if she was the village idiot. She's not qualified for the Supreme Court, Bork fumed. Myers has never been a judge, which President Bush first tried to peddle as a great asset because she'd bring experiential diversity to the high court. But Bork called Myers' nomination pathetic, and he doubted that Harriet Myers was sufficiently hostile to affirmative action or would overturn Roe v. Wade, which religious conservatives are dying for the high court to do. There's no sign that she has thought about, much less adopted, Bork said, an originalist philosophy of judging. Moreover, Bork repeated New York Times columnist David Brooks' assessment of Myers that despite years of lawyering, including her current position as the president's White House counsel, that Myers has, quote, no ability to write clearly and argue incisively. Ouch! The Democrat and the only woman on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, is convinced that Myers would not have been critiqued as harshly or in such a fashion were she a man. I hate to see a woman go down this way, Feinstein said. I do, too. But what occurred to me is that Harriet Myers did not just get borked. She got hilled, as in Anita Hill. Hill is the black woman whose allegations of sexual harassment pretty nearly derailed Clarence Thomas's ascendancy to the Supreme Court back in 91. I remember Thomas's supporters calling Anita Hill a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. Call it my female intuition, but if Harriet Myers had insisted on going forward with her nomination, if all else failed, I fear that her Christian critics may have called the never-married 60-year-old, who apparently does have a special man in her life, a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty, too. Unfortunately, such name-calling and questions of intellectual veracity are sometimes the price that a woman must pay when she gets a notion to poach on the power that certain men seem to believe is reserved just for them.
Betty Bae is a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.